And I've actually got something to say both to the grown-ups, because you've got to speak to them as well while they're here, but I've also got something to share with the kids and the young people in our church. So there's like a point each. You both get a point each and you both go home with homework in a way. I think this is a cool story. It just stuck out to me straight away because it had something really special about it in terms of a child in the Bible. So we're going to turn to John chapter 6. And it's going to come up on the stage. I might move over here just so if you're reading from the screen, you can see it. John chapter 6. This is when Jesus feeds the 5,000. So it's John chapter 6 from verse 1-13. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. So there was a huge amount of people, and they saw Jesus doing all these miracles, and they wanted to follow him and see him do more. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd, so a heap of people coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Hey, Philip, where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "Jesus, it would take like more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Hey, look, here's a boy that's just come along, and he's got 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish." So he's got 5 little loaves of bread and he's got 2 fish with him. And then he said, "But how far will they go with so many people here?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in the place and they sat down. And it says here there was about 5,000 men that were there. Jesus then took the loaves and like prayed, gave thanks to God, and gave it out to all those that were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them all and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten them. So there's a big crowd of people, and the Bible says there was 5,000 men that were there. Have any of you guys been to Wind Stadium? Maybe watched the football there or a soccer game? Yeah. So this is talking about an amount of people, and it's just talking about the men. So there was mums as there as well, and sisters and aunties, and there was brothers. There was children. So there was more than just men there. So there was more than just 5,000 people there. It was like being at Wind Stadium and it was a packed crowd, like 20,000 people. And Jesus had 2 little fish and 5 little loaves of bread, and he fed everybody with just that. All with what a little boy came up to Jesus and said, "Hey, can you use this?" And Jesus fed everybody. How did Jesus feed so many people? Like, imagine being at Wind Stadium and Jesus walks in, there's no food, and he's like, "It's all right, I got it covered. Me and my boy, my mate, we're here. We'll feed everybody." He only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. How did he do that? That's amazing. It's like he
just like grabbed it out of thin air.
I mean, he wasn't a magician, was he? I think he was just God, and he was amazing, and he could do miracles. Amen? That's what I think. And I'm just happy that worked. Yes. Because I was more worried about that than the message. Jesus just grabbed it. It was like he just grabbed it out of thin air and started handing it out. Like, geez, this is amazing. And you know what? This is like an amazing, incredible story. And it all started with a child. It didn't even start with an adult, a grown-up. It was a child that came along and made this miracle possible on that day. A child. Like, here's all these grown-ups here, mature Christians. And there was this one moment where Jesus needed somebody to stand up, to stand out from the crowd, but all the adults were shy. They weren't sure. And then one little boy or one little girl stands up and says, "Hey, Jesus, use me." And he goes, bam, that's what I'm looking for. Now, in the Bible, it talks about God looking for such people. In Psalm 53, verse 2, it says this, "God looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God." So God's up there in heaven and he's looking at earth. He's looking at all the crowds of people. It's just like this moment, Jesus and the crowds. And Jesus is looking in the crowd and going, "Is there anyone here that I can use?" There's another scripture, 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. It says, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." God is looking for somebody. He's looking for somebody in the crowd that will stand up and say, "Jesus, use me. I don't have much, but this is what I've got, and I believe that you are God. You're not a magician, and you can do anything, and anything is possible with you. Use me, God." Have you guys watched the movie, I'm sure you have, Finding Nemo? You know how Nemo's dad, is it Marvin? Marlin. Marvin, is that another kids' movie? Probably. Yeah, The Martian. Marlin, he would do anything to get his child back, his child Nemo. And it was like he swam through the whole earth, the whole ocean. His eyes were searching, looking for his son. And God's the same. He's up there, he's in heaven, and his eyes are roaming and searching the whole earth, looking throughout the whole crowd, hoping that someone would stand up and say, "Pick me." And in this amazing story, it's so simple, but it's so profound that a child stands out amongst all the grown-ups and amongst all the adults and says, "Hey, look what I've got. Can you use this, Jesus?" I want to encourage the children that are here today and the young people, don't be afraid to stand out from the crowd. Don't be afraid to stand out and believe in Jesus. Don't be afraid to stand out and follow Jesus. Don't be afraid of being a Christian and loving God. And in your school or even in your family, just saying, "You know what? I love Jesus and I believe in him." Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid to stand out from the crowd. I reckon God's looking for people, looking for children who are not afraid to stand out from the crowd, because he can do something amazing, amazing and incredible, something that's just going to blow people's minds. And that's who he's looking for, just simple children to stand out. And obviously the same goes for us. Let's not be afraid in our workplaces to stand out from the crowd. Let's not be afraid in our communities or sporting groups, wherever we are during the week and whatever we do. Let's not be afraid to stand out from the crowd, because God's eyes are looking. He's waiting for someone to say, "Yes, God, use me. I'm here. You can use me, God, today." Amen? How good's that? God found a child. Jesus found a child that day as he was searching and looking for someone to be a part of the miracle to feed so many people. So that's my thought, my encouragement to the kids. Don't be afraid to stand out. But there's something for the grown-ups as well, the parents that are here today, and for everybody. And it doesn't say this in the Bible, but I was thinking, I don't know if you think about people that not mentioned in the Bible, but are obviously somewhere a part of that person's life. They're in the story somewhere in that person's life. And I was wondering about this child that came out to Jesus with 5 small loaves of bread, 2 fish. I wonder what his parents must have been like. So here's a kid. He's got stuff. He's got food for himself. No one else, it seems, has any food for themselves. And And yet he gives away what is his, what he could have kept to himself. He gives it away. What made him do that? I wonder if he had parents in his life that were generous. And I just wonder if he learnt that from a mom or a dad in his life, or someone that he looked up to. And so I want to encourage us parents that, yes, there's a message here to stand out from the crowd, but I don't think this child would have done that unless he had seen his parents do that as well. And so I want to encourage us parents to model the values of the kingdom, to do what the Bible says, to love God and to serve him and to demonstrate to our kids what we do and what we want to see them do. Because I just wonder, maybe if his parents had never been generous on that occasion, maybe if they didn't go out of their way to help someone when they were moving or when they were sick and needed some meals, and they didn't show their children what it means to live a life of generosity, maybe in this moment, this child would have thought, well, I can't do anything here. I don't need to do anything here. It's not my problem. It's their problem. And then he goes and eats his own food. I want to encourage us. Let's model. Let's show our children the way that we want them to grow up. Because the Bible says, train up a child. This is Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go or she should go. And when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. I reckon this child, and it's just my thoughts around the story, I reckon he had parents that were training him up in generosity. And then when this moment came, this opportunity came, he had that built up, it was taught in his life, it was demonstrated in his life, and he saw the moment and he's like, wow, now it's my turn to be generous. I've seen my parents do it, now I can do it myself. And so I want to encourage us all as adults, as grown-ups, as parents, that what we do here on a Sunday morning is where all of us, every single one of us, are imparting something to our children. Like during the worship, for example, when we raise our hands, when we sing, when we show a bit of excitement, our kids notice that. And the more of us that do it, the more powerful it is, the more, I mean, atmosphere is a weird word to use for that, but there's more of an atmosphere of love and worship to God, and that does something to our children. And so when they grow up with this heart, and like they don't grow up being nervous about it. I don't know if you became a Christian late in your life, but you go through stages of raising your hands, and you might start with your open palms during the worship, and it's a big step for some people. That was a big step for me. Thank you, God. How great is our God? And then you might reach this level, and then you might reach this level. And like our kids, they won't go through those stages. They'll just be arms right up in the air, worshiping God, giving everything, because that's what was modeled to them. It says, train up a child in the way they should go. And here's something that a few of you might really like. It says in the Amplified Version, train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual gift or bent. I was like, wow, I've never read that before. With his individual gift or bent. And I think, not to brag, but my wife Liz does this amazing. She identifies all the little strengths in our boys' lives and does activities and lessons and all sorts of things like that line up with their individual gift or bent. And it's just amazing that as parents, we should not only model what it is to be generous and to do all that and what the Bible says, but to identify where's their God-given gift. Let's work on that and let's build that up. So parents, I think we have stories in the Bible like this because there were parents that modeled it to their kids and then they lived it out themselves. One meaning for the word train when I was just reading around this is like when a plant is growing and you direct it the way it should grow and into the shape it should take. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Our kids are going to grow regardless and we get the opportunity to direct that. And I think that's just amazing. As parents, that's the opportunity we get to direct our kids in the way that they should go. And when they get old, the Bible says, they won't depart from it. So I want to encourage us with that. That this amazing story, Jesus feeds like around 20,000 people, a stadium worth of people. And he does it all because a little boy stood out and said, Jesus, can you use this? So let's not be afraid to stand out from the crowd, because God is up in heaven looking, searching, roaming the earth, looking for somebody to stand out and do that. But also, parents, this didn't happen unless it was modeled, unless it was shown, unless it was taught to their children. Maybe this boy would have missed out on that amazing opportunity if it wasn't shown in his life how to live a generous life, how to give when you might not have any left for yourself. But he lived it out because it was modeled in his life. And I want to encourage us parents that these stories exist because of us, because we raise them up, because we train them, we teach them, we show them the ways of God, and then they'll grow up and live that out themselves. Amen? How good is that?